You mentioned earlier in terms of first-line therapy of metastatic disease, the question of whether patients, quote, good risk or poor risk. Is that something that you actually consider clinically, practically, in a non-protocol setting, specifically in terms of whether to use temsirolimus?
I think so. I mean, there is at least suggestive data, even prior to these trials, that tumors that we clinically call poor risk have actually accumulated additional mutations that might make them more sensitive to mTOR inhibitors. And that is one of the reasons the clinical trial with temsirolimus was limited to patients with poor prognosis. And, you know, there was also some suggestions, especially in the bevacizumab trial, that the patients with poor prognosis did not benefit as much, although that's very limited data since there were so few patients with poor prognosis on that trial. So the data is not complete, but the data that we do have would suggest that a patient with poor prognosis features might be better served by the use of temsirolimus.
What do we know about responses to therapy after temsirolimus in these poor-risk tumors?
We actually know very little, and in part that has to do with the fact that the trial was limited to the poor prognosis patients who, if they progressed, were often too sick to enter any other clinical trials.